Episode 199, quick recap. First 2 days, Bass Nation. Qualifier number 3, La Crosse, Wisconsin.
This week, the Hella Bass Bass Fishing Podcast is brought to you by Arsenal Fishing. Arsenal Fishing offers premium custom-made performance apparel and tackle. Arsenal delivers a wide variety of custom-designed baits, accessories, and tools, along with unique utilitarian apparel for all outdoor enthusiasts. As part of their support, you can use code HELLABASS15 to save 15% on all purchases at arsenalfishing.com to support the show. Now let's get back to helping you catch more bass and suck less.
I'm going to say, I'm like, Hella Bass live on location. From Onalaska, Wisconsin, we just tournament days. We're going to recap the first 2 days of the tournament. That's right, Frank. Bass after who? Oh, Worky got his first jig bite of the season. Nice. I don't think I've had a jig bite. Excuse me, man. Bum, bum, bum. 63. Bass making beds were Sly Foxes. Where are you again, Sly Fox? What's up? Yes, we are up. So, we finished up day two. Darius is checking in. So, practiced for the Bass Nation. Look, qualifier number 3, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, half a Tuesday, and tournament Wednesday, Thursday, and tomorrow, if you make the cut, top 20, thanks, Baitman. Looks good. Yeah, we're just working with the laptop, the webcam, the web microphone, so this isn't the studio setup, but I brought a laptop. Did a little members last night, a little sneak peek. And so I guess fast forward, top 20, you had to finish to make the cut today. I tied for 19th and I made it to day 3, which makes me qualified for the 2024 National Championship Bass Nation Grand Lake, Oklahoma in November. So pretty pumped about that. So cheers. Raise your water or your Coke or whatever you're drinking tonight. Michael actually drove home. He had a funeral tomorrow. So, but yeah, worked. We started the day in 20th and we ended the day tied with 19th. Thanks for all the congratulations. So we are on our way to our 4th Bass Nation National Championship this year. That's right, AJ. Modelos. Well, Dustin Bliss had some in the parking lot, and I had one at the weigh-in, and I was like, man, that tastes good. So when I went to Quick Trip, got myself some ice cream, and I picked up some Modelos. We got retied. Wasn't much to retie, but yeah, we're going to recap, celebrate with you guys a little bit. And give you a little tea on the river, what's going on. And then probably unwind a little bit, have some ice cream and maybe another Modelo or two and go fishing tomorrow. So the river is popping off. The weights were pretty incredible, to be honest. Not black cherry ice cream. I think I got a peanut butter dream and then I bought a banana to cut up on top of it. BBC. So it was like 175 boats. You had to finish in the top 20. So this wasn't like some 40 boat tournament. This was close to 200 boats and you had to be in the top 20. Hunter King Fishing, congratulations. Yeah. So AJ's going in the chat as well. So there's several people in the chat. Hunter, are you going as a boater or is it non boater? The guest we had on a couple weeks ago, Chris Johnson, he'll be going. So lots of exciting things. Pretty stoked. It was a bit nerve-wracking. I weighed 16.3 yesterday and 15.4 today. And in my heart, I felt I needed 16 to get it done. And I got to 15-ish on my Rapla scale at like 10:45. And I couldn't get another bite. I just needed one more, like 2¾, 3-pounder to get me to that 16-pound mark. And it didn't happen. Fished my butt off till the very end. Caught one like 2.33. I already had a 2.33. He was hooked a little deep, so I just tossed him back. I didn't balance beam him. There you go. Same position, Hunter. I tied. And I don't remember. We could look quick. BBC, I see the question. I'll talk about the stage of the fish here in a second. Let's see here. Present, share screen. One thing that's kind of fun is, I don't know if anybody saw this, but I was the day one cover photo for the weigh-in gallery. So leaderboard. Let's see, what did I finish? So Nick Trim, 46 pounds, which is stout on the river. And I, 2 ounces, so same. Made it by 2 ounces, just like Hunter King. As far as the fishing, a lot of the fish started going on beds this week. There's new fish pulling up every day, smallies, largemouth. There are some places you can see them where the water's clear, but a lot of places you can't see them. So it's early for up here this year, probably by a week or two. There are still staging fish to be caught. But water temps, you know, like surface temps in the mornings, a lot of days were like 56, 57. In the backwaters, it's a little warmer, but the fish were ready. You can tell, you know, the trees are blooming and budding and all kinds of things are happening. Everything's green. The fish were just ready on the river. I didn't really figure that out until the second day of practice. When I was up in pool 7 and I started actually seeing them with my eyeballs. The 24-pound bag was all smallmouth clay. And I'm pretty sure they were all bedding smallmouth. The guys that are really crushing the 18 to 20-plus pound bags, for the most part, are bed fishing with perspective mode front-facing sonar. They're just going into areas and scoping the beds, looking for the fish, fishing them on their electronics. I have found out that I'm not very good at that. Need more practice. Lauren, the water is a little bit high, but not like, it's high, but not high for the spring, if that makes sense. Like, it's at like 9-ish feet, which is like just kind of high. It's not, it's like it needs to go like another foot before it even starts flood stage. But I ran up to Lake Pool 7, Lake Unalaska, both days, and started my day each day throwing a black and blue Evo chatterbait, which I'm pretty excited about. Like the Evo chatterbait that they came out with, it's like $9.99 that Omni has, and you can use my code and get it for like $8.50. And pretty good bait. Hook's really good. Here's, I kind of brought in a couple of my tactical minnow trailers. I've been thumping them using the tactical minnow. Yeah, my 360 died. Didn't help me. I kind of was using 360 in practice to kind of locate the beds a little bit. I was better at casting to the beds with my 360 than I was with perspective mode. So it looks like Brett Anderson fished as a co. He said he learned a lot with his day one boater catching 18.5 on perspective. Bill, my chatterbait rod is a Sierra 734. And I got like a Shimano SLX XT. And I think this week I had it spooled up with 17-pound red Cajun mono because that's what I had in the boat. Christian said he's fished somebody in the top 10 who's using perspective mode for spawnies all day. 20 people, 20 boaters, 20 co's fish tomorrow. I was the tied for the last guy into the cut. Did you guys fish with Clayton Weber? Yeah, Clay, it was, I think, 175. So, yeah, I know yesterday, like, I felt like 16.3 was a good bag. And I was tied for 20th yesterday. And I was like, man, that's frustrating. But then I realized you still beat 155 guys. Brett, you fishing tomorrow? Make sure you say hi. Day one, my co caught one on a chatterbait in the morning, and then he kind of stalled out. He went crazy and caught pike all day. The conditions in the morning were favorable for a chatterbait with a little bit of low light conditions and a little breeze, but it slicked off and got high sun. And I was like, dude, you got to throw a Senko or something like that. And he just didn't put down the chatterbait soon enough. I was fishing in areas most of the day that was literally fished 360 degrees around the boat. So he said he learned a lot, had a good time. He did not blame me for him not catching any fish. Today I fished alone. They were short, some of the coves today. Well, for the tournament. Tomorrow I will have somebody. They don't make 17-pound big game, Kyle. Justin, I was throwing a 1/2 ounce black and blue chatterbait Evo with the most of the time I was throwing this watermelon red trailer, so a contrasting trailer. Yesterday I had a bedfish that I had saw in practice marked with a waypoint, and it was in the grass. It was a largemouth, so you could not see it on 360 or perspective mode. So I was pitching my drop shot to where I thought the bed was. Yesterday, I like lifted what I thought was a weed, and I saw the fish like come up and like spit my drop shot. So I threw back in there, it bit again, and I had it hooked up, got it like 2/3 of the way back to the boat, and it jumped off. That one really made me mad yesterday. But today I went back there after I had my limit and I caught it, and it weighed like 360 something. So that fish actually today did me more than it would have yesterday. Yesterday, it would have only added, you know, maybe 1/2 pound to my bag. Today, it was probably 1.25 pounds, 1.5 pounds cull. So if I catch that fish yesterday and not today, I probably don't make it. I did dump one that looked like it was about 3 pounds on a chatterbait this morning that would have made things a lot more comfortable at the weigh-in. Who's a good Lowrance? I know Josh Douglas does some of that, but there's a lot of guys. I don't necessarily know all of them. Well, did you get a check, Christian? The Evos are solid, Seth. I'm not saying they're the same, but I caught a ton of fish. Good hook. Like, I used the same Evo for 3 days, and that hook was still razor sharp. it's a good chatterbait. And I feel like if everybody is throwing a jackhammer, you know, having something just slightly different can be good. I locked up a pool. It wasn't that, I mean, it's like probably 5 miles to the lock ish. And then I was only going like on Alaska's on the south end of pool 7. The grass was anywhere from probably 2 to 4 feet, Jim. There are green fish on beds. I saw them with my eyes. In Onalaska, green fish, and I also saw them in Stoddard on beds. I don't think I saw them anywhere else. Brownfish, I saw more places. Thank you, Chris. Thanks, Gabe. Yeah, they're a little harder to catch. Talking swag tonight. I could go grab my shirt and show it off in a second. Yeah, I haven't had any issues with the line tie on the Evos. And I've caught a pile of bass and big pike this week. But I guess I'm also using mono in a, you know, the Sierra 734 is a pretty moderate rod. So I could see maybe people, if we're using braid, maybe that's an issue. I don't know. But so yesterday I started off with a limit on the chatterbait. Then I caught a couple smallies bed fishing with my eyeballs. And then I ended up culling 3 times on a wacky Senko. And but there was a lot of fish that ended up, the water got dirty and it didn't stay as sunny as I thought it was going to be on day one. So there's a lot of fish that I had saw with my eyeballs that I couldn't sight fish. That kind of probably kept me from having a bigger bag on day one. Today, I started with a chatterbait limit, but I did get one on a Baitman Special spinnerbait. But the pike really liked that spinnerbait and mangled it, so I had to put it down. I think I got it straightened out now. But tonight. So I got, I don't know. I guess I only started with four. I got 3 fish on the chatterbait and 1 on a spinnerbait. So I left my first area with 4. But then I went back to that bedfish that I jumped off yesterday. Caught that on the drop shot. And that put me up to 13 pounds. And then I just fished the conditions, and the way the wind was hitting around the corner from where I caught that bedfish, it just looked good. There was current wrapping on this rock and weeds. And I started slinging that Evo out there, and I bowed up, caught a 4-pounder, a 1-eyed blind 4-pounder that jacked me all the way to 15 pounds. And that was my last call of the day. So actually, I only called once. I called like a 2.11 with a 4-pounder. I have not thrown the frog. I've heard rumors. I've heard of people catching fish on frogs. I actually put it in. I'll have it on the deck. So I'm going to try some things tomorrow. Yeah. There's really no pressure. Like, if we looked at the standings, I'm 15 pounds out of first. And there's 19 places. That ain't happening. I also got to do, I mean, even quite a bit of work to even move up a few $100 in checks. So there's really not a lot to lose. So I'm going to go out and try some things and have some fun tomorrow. Yeah, the weigh-in should be cool tomorrow. I will be updating Bass Track. So if you want to follow along, I'll update Bass Track on Bassmaster.com. We will have warm, calm, like, might be a good day to actually sight fish with my eyeballs tomorrow, but we'll see. Actually, Jim, where I was fishing, I did not have... There was a few boats in the part of the lake that I was fishing, but not really. the pike in Stoddard and on Alaska right now are unreal. I also got a buzzer tied on play. Yeah, we'll shoot for a mixed bag. I'll try to catch at least one small tomorrow. Yep, absolutely. I can move up 10 spots or more, but I can't move back any. Mike M., this tournament is in La Crosse, Wisconsin. The water temps are in the low upper 50s to low 60s. That's happening in Minnesota, so it should be happening in New York. Although, you know, if you're talking about your, like, smaller lakes, they should be. Your bigger lakes, like, you know, deep ones like Cayuga, that might be a little further behind. Just go to Omnia, Brett. Order the Evo. Use my discount code. You can get it for like $8. Put the code on the bottom of the screen. Thanks, Bob. Kevin is shoving his face with tacos right now. And Michael went home. What else is interesting? Yeah, I would say the bass are spawning in New York. Yep, rotating visors for the weigh-in stage. Yeah, I think Michael had like 7.5 today. I think he just missed. I don't know. He was only had 2 fish yesterday. If he could have caught a third keeper, he would have been really close to a check. Because they paid the 30th, which was 14-12. He ended with 13-6. So he needed like a 1.5 pounder. He would have got a check. He needed like, it took 16-6 to make the cut on the co side. So he needed 8-3. So he needed like a 2.75 pound average for the co's. Tanner Morgan, who is a child of Casey Morgan, who I fished with at Vermilion Regional, he's got 23.10 for 6 fish. He's at a darn near a 4-pound average as a co. Actually, yeah. There's Brett Anderson, who's in the chat, 15th. Nice tournament. Justin Schmadeke is who I'm fishing with tomorrow. But the leaders on the boater side, right? 46 pounds. So it's 23 pounds a day, which is stout. Thanks, Bill. I think it's right around a grand or 1,200 for 20th. Yeah, springtime in La Crosse is it's pretty good. Coe's caught him. La Crosse Bass Nation qualifier number 3. Otherwise, my gear held up good other than my 360 that was refurbishedly rebuilt, did the same thing it did last time. Other than that, everything else is fine. The spillway. The Black River or the Round Lake Spillway. You know, Clay, in when you get to June through August, 18 is kind of getting up there. Like most weekend team tournaments are won with 18 to 19. Yeah, you can fish more than one. Ooh, the white bass. Yeah, tap that thumbs up button. Doesn't hurt, doesn't cost you anything. What else is interesting? It was weird fishing without a co in a tournament today. I mean, obviously I fish with myself all the time, fun fishing, practicing, but in a tournament situation, it was a little weird. I did see that Murray didn't start today. Mercury's good, Lauren. Yeah, last week's BFL took 23 pounds to win, and there was a guy that had 20 pounds that finished sixth. Yeah, actually, there's no nets allowed in this tournament. No, they were short about 40 cos for this tournament. So day one, I had a co. Day two, I didn't. But rolled some film. Try to get this video done. My guy that was supposed to help me edit that they hired fell through, so that's no bueno. I've had some practice. They've been doing this for several years in the regionals and nationals. So I typically don't use a net when I'm fun fishing, just to practice. They don't use nets because this is a path to the Classic and a path to the Elite Series. So, and they don't use nets, so that's why you don't use nets. Are you good? I'd rather pay somebody. But if you're interested, shoot me a Instagram or Facebook message. I heard a lot of stories about people losing smallies and then catching them again. It is more interesting. That, you know, like if you notice, obviously in team tournaments we use a net, but like if I do a video where I'm just fun fishing, I typically don't use a net because it's not interesting from a watching, I don't think. Yeah, overall, I think there are some things I miss about the old format, Jim. The team concept, traveling as a team, as a state, that was fun. Like, there was a lot of people at this tournament, being that it was a bigger field, and that I didn't know who was there because there was, like, no roster that I didn't see. But the payouts are better. You can, you know, if you do well, you can kind of pay your way, which is good. If you win it and make the elites, you at least have enough money to cover your expenses in the Elite Series. You know, the national championship probably won't be like the 55 boat ones, but you know, things got to change. You know, Bass Nation, you know, bass fishing as a whole is not as big a sport as we all want. So we have to be comfortable with the organizations trying new things to make it work. My biggest fish today was like, on my scale, it was like 4.041. The biggest of the tournament. I'm sure there was a 6 pound smallie or pretty close to a 6 pound smallie caught. Definitely heard that story about Ike and the net. And Jim, I actually did an interview with Business from the Bass Boat last week that came out early this week that I went in more in depth and kind of my thoughts on the two formats. So we talked a lot about that. Yeah, I don't think they're going to be feeding steak dinners at the national championship with 250 boaters and co's versus 50. I also think we'll be paying for our own lodging. So,
yeah.
Probably have to fill up our own gas tanks. Probably have to drive ourselves to the ramp. The Modelo is right here, JP. The ice cream is for after the stream. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, the Coes thing is, I don't know. Usually the river draws really well for Coes. I just don't know if people were not in the know. Yep, cheers, everybody. How was it? I can't really ask you that, Kevin. But, yeah, things are happening. So if you're close to the cross, you can come fish right next to Kevin every night after work. He would love it. Kevin was just telling me how he wished more people fished lacrosse. My next tourney that I am signed up for at this point is the Bassmaster Division III Northern Open on Lake St. Clair in July. I may or may not sign up between now and then, but that's the next tournament I'm signed up for. I kind of got the Jones in for the river. I don't think there's a BFL on Saturday, a week from Saturday. I don't think I haven't seen my family in like 2 weeks, so I don't think they're going to want me to come fish the. And plus, I wouldn't get no practice. I'd take more time off from work. So if it was a Sunday tournament, it'd be easier. But it's a good question. Kevin, should I sell my Lake Onalaska spots on fishtips.com? Do you think people would pay for a good pike spot? What's up, Will? Thanks for checking in. Wow, we're almost at a hundo. What? Three walleyes on a swim jig. Yeah, or you could at least list it as an Omnia fishing report, Christian, on your walleye spot. My plan to attack live scope, I might actually do more of that tomorrow just to practice, because by the time I get back out on our lakes, like most of our lakes, there'll be so much weeds, you probably wouldn't be able to perspective mode beds. So I probably will try to do it more tomorrow to get more comfortable. I was struggling today. Then I realized my live scope transducer was one click off from being straight. So that probably didn't help. Frank. And the guy that lies pike, there is an epic pike bite going on the river right now. When I was Sunday on Lake Onalaska, I was up in this kind of bay looking for spawners. And there was like three boats or two boats behind me, two anglers in each one. And they were throwing spinner baits. And it was literally every minute or two, if they weren't doubling up, hearing them splashing and the blades clanking. It was unreal how fast they were catching them. It's a good question. I'm not sure when this video. I'll try to get it out sooner than later. Yeah, James. Day one, I weighed 2 smallies and 3 largemouth. Today was all largemouth. Most of my smallies were bed fishing visually day one, and I couldn't see them today. Conditions did not permit that. I tried to use perspective mode to fish them and try to fish the where I thought they were. I just couldn't make it work. Who are the top 3 front-facing sonar fishermen fishing today? Ooh. Names that comes out my mind. Drew Gill? I mean, Wheeler and Connell have to be up there. Sheffield? Spencer Sheffield? Those are like the top 3 or 4 that come to name. Drew Gill is a really good. I need to have him on the show. He's an excellent interview. Yeah, I mean, Ben Milliken's. I mean, there's tons of guys. Like, to say top 3, it's almost impossible. Oh, wait. So, did make some of these. All right, got these in a storefront. Didn't really talk about them. I listed them in some of the videos and stuff. But Hellebass shirt. So it's just got the HB hook logo, and then it's got the HB with the text Hellebass on the sleeve. And I didn't really want to talk about it much because I wanted to see how the quality was, and I actually am pretty happy with it. So that is a thing. I'll try to come up with more things. I'm trying to slowly do that. People have been asking. So if you're interested, I think David expects his to arrive tomorrow. I think Brian ordered some. He said he was going to report back what he thinks. But, yeah, if you do grab them, let me know what you think. Overall, I think Bass Nation has done an amazing job on this tournament. They did a great job with briefing. The registration was super easy. Weigh-ins were good. Yeah, just overall. So I put a link down if anybody wants to look at it, the shirts. Fujita would be up there for a top scoper. Yep, we're just going to have some fun tomorrow. Yeah, I haven't figured out how to do that yet, AJ, but we'll see. I don't have tournaments. I actually talked to Dan about doing cats. What states are represented? Does it say this? I don't think it says the state in the standings, does it? No. It was a lot of anglers from Minnesota, Wisconsin, the Dakotas, Iowa, Illinois, Ohio. Several guys from Indiana. Those were the ones that I saw a lot of. I saw somebody at a ramp with Texas plates. But anybody could have came from anywhere, but I don't have a good feeling from where everybody was from.
Yeah.
That would be interesting to know. There was no dinner at sign up. It was just, you know, you had a 25-minute slot. You showed up. You checked your fishing license, randomly checked insurance. You did the, like, what's your motor, what's your boat, what's your electronics, and you checked in and you left. It took about 5 minutes. Meeting was just a digital video briefing. I don't know. They were predicting bad weather, I guess. I don't know. I can add more colors. If you guys have a color that you want, send me a message and I'll see what they have. Michigan, yep. Top 20, move on to nationals, yes. David will get his shirts tomorrow. He'll report back. So, yes, I'm headed to Grand Lake this fall in November. Brett had a boater from Oklahoma. So there were some people that wanted a I'm surprised. You would think there would have been more guys from Oklahoma, right? Because they'll want to fish that natty in. So if they didn't make it in the Arkansas River, you would think they would be coming up here to try to punch their ticket back to the Grand Lake Nationals. Thank you, Clay. Pretty excited. I'm starting to get run out of energy. I'm not going to lie. It's been a lot of days in a row staying up till 11:30 midnight and getting up at 4:35 a.m., which we're taking off at 5:30 a.m. every morning. And with 180 boats, it takes a while to get them all launched. I've never fished Oklahoma, Jim. I've fished Texas, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Virginia, Arkansas, Missouri. Not Oklahoma. Bassmaster, it should be, the weigh-in should be right starting at 3 p.m. Central Time. There is also a Bass Track, so you can watch the Bass Track at bassmasters.com. Yeah, I can see my, if I wasn't fishing the Northern Opens this year, I could see myself planning to fish or signing up for more than one qualifier just to give myself more chances to make the national championship. I have fished Louisiana, Kyle. Yep. Yeah, I drove to Tulsa for the Classic, so basically drove to Grand, I mean, I drove to Grand Lake back in March. Christian, are you around? Are you going to the weigh-in? Will I see you tomorrow? Thank you, Brian. Yeah, it won't be a very long replay. I'm fading here. It's time for ice cream. So, yeah, I think we answered everybody's questions. Thanks for everybody tuning in. If you guys want to go catch some bass after dark, you can do that. As always, here to help you guys go catch more big bass. You suck less.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
As always, thanks to all of you that hung in till the end of this podcast. This has been another episode of Hellebass Bass Fishing Podcast Experience. Please consider sharing this with any of your bassin' buddies and friends. This is the best way for podcasts to grow is through word of mouth. Also, don't forget to search Hellebass on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or just about anywhere else so that we can connect in more ways. As always, here to help you catch more bass and suck less.